We watch them, tag them, study their DNA, their habitat, their mating patterns, the food they eat, the hours they keep. So it's natural we'd want to tell a few stories about our animal friends, about the things we've discovered along the way, like why hyenas laugh, why male bison snort, what a cricket chirp sounds like slowed down. Sometimes there are more questions than answers. One biologist has spent years waiting to tag an elusive whale called the unicorn of the sea. Another watches and listens to understand the movements of African forest elephants at night. And thanks to a characteristic that sets humans apart, no, not our opposable thumbs, we have these stories about the fabulous world of our fellow animals. Many biologists who study baboons spend an enormous amount of time in the field, sitting, watching, taking careful notes. Most of the time, there's not much to see. The baboons eat, groom, fight, sleep. Here is a story that might make you rethink baboons altogether. It comes to us from producer Jad Abumrad and NPR's Robert Krulwich.
I was thinking about a rather odd moment of baboon behavior.
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb. Who is Barb, by the way?
Barb Smuts is an anthropologist and a psychologist at the University of Michigan,
where I teach courses on animal behavior.
And she told me a story that I really want you to hear.
Okay.
It starts a bunch of years ago. She was doing some field research with some baboons in Kenya.
Well, my job was to get them comfortable enough with me that I could follow them around all day and record what they were doing.
And how long would you spend with them?
About 10 or 11 hours.
For how many days a week?
7.
For weeks at a time, or a month at a time, or what?
2 years.
2 years.